السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور says that by the grace of Allah two days ago I have come back from my trip to Germany
رمضان کی جلد آمد کی وجہ سے
this year because of the early arrival of Ramadan the جلسہ سالانہ in Germany was held a bit earlier
UK کے جلسے کی مصروفیات کے ساتھ ہی
after the busy days in UK جلسہ سالانہ immediately the engagements of Jalsa Salana in Germany started. At the time of the UK Jalsa Salana, the delegations who came from abroad, majority of them, they were from African countries. It's generally based on the delegations from Africa, which includes the non-members of the Jamaat and the members of parliaments and government officials and ministers. After the Jalsa, series of meetings, they begin with these delegations immediately after the Jalsa. And also the missionaries who come from abroad and the delegates who come from other countries, meetings with them is there. And also the Ahmadis, from Pakistan and from any other country of the world who had come here. The meeting with them also begins. And in this way, my Jalsa, with this respect, it continues for many, many days. And this year, as I said, as the Jalsa Salana in Germany was to be held earlier and we were compelled to do so. Therefore, until the day of the journey, the engagements continued. But it's a great mercy and blessing of Allah Almighty that the Jalsa and the engagements after that and the Jalsa and the engagements over there, all these time passed by very smoothly and without much realization that it was any sort of burden on me. And for that, I cannot adequately express my thanks to Allah Almighty. So these are the things which I have mentioned. And other Ahmadis, they also saw this continuation of the two jalsas, one jalsa after another one. And they also felt that Jalsa Salana UK The effect of that is continuing, and along with that, the Jalsa Salana Germany came along, and somebody wrote to me that after I'm enjoying thoroughly listening and watching Jalsa Salana Germany, and all members of the family at home, we are preparing the foods of the langar as they are, and we are creating an atmosphere of Jalsa, and we are listening to that, and it appears as if the UK Jalsa Salana has not finished yet, and still we are still continuing with the Jalsa Salana UK, and the same spiritual atmosphere is there to be seen in our house, in family. Everyone who is keen to see and observe Jalsa, for him to benefit from Jalsa Salana is the real objective. And this should, as a matter of fact, continue all the time. And if this continuity is not there, then there is no benefit of Jalsa at all. Because in the life of a believer, the objective of that is to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, to attain that through worship, a pious change in his worship and his life is the objective of a true believer. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam had the same objective for starting the institution of Jalsa, that every year people gather and they should try to divert their thinking on this direction and their thoughts on this direction, and try to walk on those directions and paths in such a way they should continue revising those spiritual benefits of that Jalsa until the next Jalsa comes, and then they should moving forward in spirituality to other steps and higher stages. So remember that it's the UK or the Jalsa Salana in Germany, they are coming together. That is not only the enjoyment or the benefit that we have. As a matter of fact, the Jalsa Salana, this impact of that should be continued and should be perpetuated till the next Jalsa. And when this situation will be there, when this condition will be there, then you can see that we have really achieved and attained our objective. This continuity with reference to worship, we should pay attention to that one. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has also drawn our attention to this point, as once he said that in order to abstain from the bigger sins, there are 5 prayers from one Jummah to another Jummah, and from one Ramadan to another Ramadan. That becomes a sort of expiation for that. So therefore, the attention to virtues and establish a continuity and a sort of yearning and waiting for them, that is what distinguishes a believer from a non-believer. Abstention from the bigger sins, and one can only avoid the sins in that case when there is in the continuity of establishing the good things and the virtues, and in order to establish this continuity of virtues, whatever opportunities are available, they are actually the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Now, after 2 days, just from day after tomorrow on Sunday, in order to further continue this continuity, Ramadan is going to start. The spiritual atmosphere of Jalsa Salana, apart from the spiritual food, we also enjoyed the other food. But during these blessed days of Ramadan, we are going to reduce the physical intake of the food. Just we have to endeavor to increase in our spiritual, to in attaining the spiritual food and to make further advancement and progress in it. With special effort, with special dedication, and with the God-given assistance, help and assistance, we have to move towards the attainment of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, inshallah. And in ourselves, we have to do our best to bring about pious changes in us. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. And we are able to do full justice to this blessed month of Ramadan. We are very fortunate that the Holy Prophet, the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he introduced this institution of Jalsa Salana. He provided an extra training camp for us for the spiritual advancement, and the spiritual atmosphere has been created, provided for us, in which our attention is drawn to advance in all types of good things. A religious and spiritual atmosphere is created in which, while we pay attention to our self-reformation, we also analyze and scrutinize ourselves, and that we must do immediately after Jalsa. Immediately after Jalsa, the devoted people, they start writing letters to me that this Jalsa has been very useful intellectually and religiously and spiritually, and it has drawn our attention to these matters. When Ahmadis scrutinize themselves and analyze themselves, and they think over this point, then a true Ahmadi is really put to great worry. And then with great agony, they write for prayer, and they request for prayers, that this attention that we have created in these matters, that should continue forever. And we may be able to have this change perpetually. And this is also something unique in Jamaat Ahmadiyya, which Allah Ta'ala has established through the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in his community. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he writes about the devotion of the community in one place, that if you ponder carefully, that all the progress and the changes, that is to say, that in their devotion and the spiritual advancement, all that progress and change in our community, it is found in our community. In the whole world, you will never see elsewhere. So this is the height of good feeling and good expectation of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he has made from the members of the Jamaat. This is actually which moves the heart of a true believer. This is something which creates a situation of great fear and yearning. And if looking at these wording, if we analyze ourselves, then one after the other, we are reminded to virtues and acts of goodness. And we will be moving forward towards our improvement and reformation. And the second benefit of the Jalsa is that countless blessings of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty is giving to this Jamaat by watching and listening to those, then once again we are reminded to be grateful to Allah Almighty. Head of an Ahmadi, by looking at these blessings of Allah Almighty, is always is bowing before Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty continue to give us the blessings and enable us that we should become his truly grateful servants, and we should be counted as such. In those jalsas which I attend, I generally mention about those jalsas after that, and with this reference, with the expression of gratitude to Allah Almighty, I would like to thank all the workers and the lady workers. And the workers, they also expect that some sort of mention should be made about that. So therefore, with reference to Jalsa Salana, I would like to mention a few things. One thing I would like to clarify, that our workers, and dedicated workers, they do not have this desire of their mention with this intention that they should be praised. These people are selfless people, and purely for the sake of Allah, they perform their duties. And the zeal and the dedication with which they work, that is, they do not do it for any apparent mention or for any worldly reward. So therefore, if this is the thought is there regarding these workers of the Jalsa, then it would be a very ill thinking that they would like and they have this desire to hear something about good. So this this thinking is absolutely wrong, that the workers only want to listen to their words of praise should be mentioned about them. They also feel that some weaknesses may be pointed out so that they can improve. Rather, our workers, they always write their weaknesses in a red book which is prepared for Jalsa, so that in future the same mistakes should not be repeated. And this is actually the distinctive feature of a believer, that he always keeps an eye on his own weaknesses. The members of the Jamaat and the relationship with the Khilafat, because of that, they wish to find out what are the thinkings of the Khalifa of the time. If there are words of praise, then they submit to Allah Almighty with thanks. And if there are some weaknesses to which he has pointed out, then they should be happy. Even then they should be happy and be grateful to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty has blessed them with the institution of Khilafat, which is the extreme with the feeling of goodness and kindness, and with the reference of the members of the Jamaat who are the believers, and with reference to those steps which are moving towards goodness, they are being they are given this guidance by the Khilafat, and as such they are able to raise their standards higher and higher, and any deficiency which is there, that has been pointed out to them, so they are grateful for all these things to Allah. Allah Almighty, this relationship may continue to strengthen this relationship between the community and the Khilafat. The workers of Jalsa Salana Germany and the lady workers, after thanking them, I would like to say that you have tried your best to do justice to the service of the guest of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, by the grace of Allah, those who perform the duties, various duties, they have come so, they become so mature and so experienced that in most fields of the these in duties, by working very hard, one can only pick up some fault by great effort. Otherwise, generally people are unable to do so. And those people who pick up the fault, in that even the intention of the good intention of the person will be less, but the element of criticism will be more. Nobody is 100% perfect, but humanly, whatever is possible, they try to perform that, despite the fact that there is no formal training which is given to them to perform certain duties. As I mentioned about the workers in the UK, different types of people there coming from various backgrounds and professions, and different types of duties are allocated to them, which they perform in a very admirable way. But still, with all their they perform their duties employing their best potentials, and they work very hard for that. By looking at the work of these razakar, the karkunan, the heart is filled with gratitude to Allah Almighty, and those who attend the Jalsa and those who observe the Jalsa, when they look at these workers, they should also be grateful to these workers that they work selflessly. And they perform such duties in which they don't have any previous experience. But despite that, they don't perform very big mistakes, but very minor weaknesses are maybe there. And this year, the Germany have worked very hard this year that in very short time, all the arrangements of Jalsa Salana they had completed. Afsar Sahib Jalsa Salana in Germany was telling me that the Vakari Amals which are held before Jalsa, they set up the marquees themselves, and if they ask the Jamaat, that we need 250 or 300 people, and normally there were 30, 40 or 50 people more than what we required, and this is the good quality that with the spirit of service everywhere in the world, the Ahmadis are there that whenever they are called upon for any Jamaat duty, they come running. So in order to perpetuate this zeal and this dedication is the duty of each and every Ahmadi. This year, a few days before Jalsa Salana Germany, because of certain reason, some of the upper administration, there was some changes made there. But looking at the arrangements, there was no feeling whatsoever that there was a change in the Afsar of Jalsa Salana, and this has not made any blockage in the arrangement, or some arrangement is stuck there or faulty. The last year or the previous years, whatever weaknesses they were pointed out, these workers, or whatever they felt themselves, they tried to rectify those things in a very beautiful way. Or whatever the good things they saw in Jalsa Salana, looking at that, they benefited from that. This is the duty of a mu'min, that wherever a good thing is observed, he should try to acquire that. And not through element of jealousy, one should try to criticize that. And just like a worldly person, he should all go on appreciating his own job and performance. Always remember that whether it's individually or on a Jumaat basis, whenever instead of considering good of other people with happiness and the sentiment of excelling one another, a mu'min is always helpful to one another. And they always, by looking at something good, they appraise that, they adopt that, and try to learn a lesson from that. And if they see any weakness, then they try to cover it up. Similarly, after the Jalsa Salana in UK, some of the instructions which I gave after that regarding in order to make further improvements in the arrangement, particularly regarding the security of the residential camps, this instruction was also carried out very carefully, because I mentioned that the Germany Jamaat should pay attention to this one. So in each department, the men and the lady workers and here and over there, everywhere, the young people are working there. All these people very thoroughly and dedicatedly, they try to perform their duties, and all workers, they have established that upon them, whosoever officer is there, is appointed by the Khalifa of the time, we are going to obey him in every way. And we have to give them our full cooperation, and we have to establish that everything that we do, we perform entirely for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, for the sake of Allah. And this has been proved. These things establish that we have We do not have to do these things like the worldly people because of any attachment to a certain person. But acting upon the instruction of the Khalifa of the time, we have to perform all our duties very sincerely and honestly. So once again, I would like to mention the workers, all the workers, whether they are men or women, the boys and the girls, I would like to thank all of them. And you have done your thorough efforts, sincere efforts to perform the service to the guests of the Promised Messiah. Similarly, the workers of MTA, in order to prepare the programs and to show them, they have worked very hard. And the team of the MTA Central went from London. They also cooperated with them thoroughly. May Allah reward them all abundantly. The best reward may be given. And Hazur says that every year I mention one thing, the work of some young people from Germany. They perform their duty under the Department of Langar. There are three brothers who work very hard. This is the equipment of washing the big cooking pots. And this year as well, they have tried to improve further, to make certain improvement in this job, and has made it completely automatic. And it's a computerized system which takes this pot into the machine and washes it. And when it is cleaned, completely washed, then it throws it out. May Allah reward these three brothers and further improve their hard efforts, and locally they two experts and technicians, they also were involved. One was from Germany and one was from Bosnia. So all of them, they work very well. And apart, the other thing is that after my visit, people generally, they would like to know some of the incidents and some of the things happening which are generally not mentioned on MTA. They would like to listen to that, and sometimes they are waiting for that. So this journey, as we know, these journeys are for the sake of Allah Almighty, and they should always be like that. But all those people who participate in the Jalsa, their journey is for the sake of Allah. And as I said, in order to get the blessings, they gather in one place for 3 days and nights. Allah Almighty gives the glad tiding to such people who travel in this way. The glad tiding from Allah Almighty is about His pleasure and about the receiving of His blessings. And Allah Almighty says that it should not be simply a claim from their mouth that we are traveling for the sake of Allah, but there should be some outstanding features in that travel, in that matter. In Surah Tawbah, Allah Almighty says, "At-ta'ibuna al-'abiduna al-'abiduna al-sa'ihuna raki'una sajiduna al-amiruna bil-ma'rufi wan-nahuna 'anil munkari وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those people who repent and worship and praise Allah Almighty, and their perseverance in the way of Allah, they bow down, they submit, and advise the people to perform good deeds and forbid them, and they take care of the boundaries of Allah Almighty, limits of Allah. So those such believers should be given the glad tiding. You give them the glad tidings. So to have all these qualities which are mentioned here, the worship and those who are the praising Allah Almighty and those persevere in the way of Allah, they are patient in the way of Allah, submitting to Allah, performing sajda, advising the people to do goods and forbidding them from bad things. So Allah Almighty has given a glad tiding to all these people. So anyway, Huzur says that I was mentioning regarding the details of this journey, people are keen to listen about that. So I would like to mention some things. So this journey which was undertaken for the sake of Allah, Allah Almighty blesses that journey, provided all these requirements are also fulfilled, which I have mentioned with reference to this verse. And I have mentioned these things to you right now. Starting from here, we stayed overnight in Belgium Mission House. We spent the time there. There is no proper mosque there because the local council is not permitting that. But there are two small halls attached to the mission house which serve as the prayer room for men and women. This center is very close to Brussels in a town. The name of that is Dilbeek. The mayor of that area, he took time and came to see me, and on various topics I had the time to talk to them. And when I opened up the subject of the mosque, he says that personally I am in favor of that, but the local people and some members of the council, despite the fact that they do not have any bad feeling against the Jamaat, and whenever the functions of the Jamaat are there, they do come there, but rather when large functions of the Jamaat are held and there is a lot of disturbance, people raise slogans, traffic is there, even those things they do not object, but they are opposed to having a mosque here. In order to tame these people and to persuade them, there it will take some time. So for us it is difficult to wait any longer. So I have instructed the Jamaat over there that in Brussels city they should try to find out another place for the mosque, so that we may be able to establish the very first mosque in Belgium. So I hope that when there will be some proposal of a mosque there, Allah Almighty will fulfill this establishing of the first mosque in Belgium. May Allah fulfill this desire of mine, that in the first phase we may be able to establish one mosque in each city of Europe during the next 5 years. And then when all the one mosque is there, where the mosque is not there, then the number will go on increasing. For the mosque in Belgium, the MP who is a member of parliament, whose term is now expiring, he has also promised to support. And the member of parliament who came here for the Jalsa, and he also delivered a brief message of her. And she is greatly impressed by the Jamaat. Rather, before my arrival in Belgium, she was there so that I should be among those people who are there to receive me. Allah Almighty may open up her mind so that she is ready to accept. There was a meeting with this lady, member of parliament. She had met the Moroccans and the Algerian, and regarding the conveying of the message, of conveying the message to these people, he gave certain proposals. It looks that at heart she is already an Ahmadi, but she is having a little bit of fear of mentioning it openly. There is another person who has got some connection with Indonesia, and there was another non-Ahmadi leader. He was a mixed from Africa and other places, And on Tabligh and Tarbiyat matters, there some discussion went on. This Indonesian person, which I mentioned, for last few decades, he is living in Belgium, and he has married over there, but he did not have the belief in God. So this husband and wife, they came at UK Jalsa Salana, and a few days before coming to Jalsa, they accepted Ahmadiyyat. And when they came to Jalsa, they told me that I was not believing in God, and I believe that there is no God at all. But after reading the Jamaat literature, and after talking to the missionary over there, I have now accepted the presence of Allah, the existence of Allah, and then he became Ahmadi as well. The Moroccan lady who has become Ahmadi, she had raised certain questions and objections from her parents, which were old questions. So for about 1 hour, this meeting went on. So when I came out of that, so then African and Belgian new Ahmadis, and those who are very close to accepting Ahmadiyyat, and they are friendly people, they were also standing outside. And I met them, our missionary. One young man who introduced as Belgian, he is a doctor now. He is working in a hospital. So when I was introduced to that, and the missionary and the Amir was saying to me that he is very close to Jamaat and Ahmadiyyat, but they have not. He has not done bath so far. While the missionary was talking about that, the doctor sahib said that at the time of the UK, the international bath which took, and the program that I have seen in Jalsa, I have already done my bath. So this was not to the knowledge of the missionary and the Amir over there. So this is also a blessing of Allah Almighty that He Himself sends the people to Ahmadiyyat. So this is Nuhi Ilahim Minas Sama. That is the example of that is seen in this case. Anyway, after the prayer, they performed the bath at my hand. In Jalsa Salana, Germany, regarding the workers, I have already mentioned quite a few things. The Jalsa Salana, all the people have seen. MT has shown it to the whole world by the grace of Allah. It was a successful Jalsa. The attendance was more than 32,000, and it was equal to the number last year. Amir Sahib and myself, we had the feeling that maybe it may be 5,000-6,000 less than last year, because last year it was a Jubilee Jalsa. But this is the benefit of holding the Jalsa earlier, because it was during school holidays. And the real thing is that when Allah Almighty blesses, then all our estimates, they just become meaningless. So the days of the Jalsa were full with the blessing of Allah. They listened to the speeches. They must have benefited intellectually and spiritually from the speeches of the speakers. And it should not be simply in a sort of enjoyment. Rather, they should make it a part of their life, as I mentioned in the beginning, that in order to get the blessing of Allah Almighty, they should work hard and try to bring about a pious change in your heart. So it should not be intellectually and just a sort of means of enjoyment on a personal level. It should not be made like that. It should not be temporarily, means of enjoyment. But as I have mentioned with the reference to the verse of Surah Tawbah, I had mentioned that in order to get the blessings of Jalsa Salana, all those qualities, they should be created, which have been mentioned in this verse. They should be full of worship, and those who prostrate and submit and bow, and also enjoin the people to do good things and forbid them from the evils. And we can only become like that if we bring about these changes in ourselves first, and then we will be able to do the same thing in relation to other people. Out of the prominent things about the Jalsa, there are 10 from 10 European countries, delegates and participants, they came, and 10 countries were represented: Bulgaria, Hungary, Malta, Iceland, Albania, Bosnia, Macedonia, Kosovo, Lithuania, and all these countries, the representatives of these countries, they came and listened to the program. And there were some people who were Ahmadis, and many of them were such who were non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims. There was a collective meeting with these delegations in the evening of Saturday, but then I realized that if I give them some time to separate to all these groups separately and according to their situation and condition, the discussion should take place. And after the Jalsa, then I had a separate meeting with these delegations, and I asked them about their impressions, and everybody expressed their surprise on this point, that the arrangement of Jalsa was a unique arrangement. Everybody mentioned that now we have seen the Jamaat from very close quarter, and we have seen the arrangement of the Jalsa. Now we are going to further strengthen our contact with the Jamaat. And without exception, they were also surprised on this very point, that to control such a big gathering is not something easy. But as these people, they are worldly people at the moment, they do not really realize that Allah, it is Allah Almighty who actually controls this gathering. The workers, they perform their duties in a lesser way, but actually Allah Almighty controls all this gathering, and there is no need of any police force or anything like that to control this gathering. And this thing is there here and elsewhere, everywhere. All the people, when they attend the Jalsa, the non-Ahmadis, they mention about this thing. The atmosphere of peace and harmony was also very important. Everyone mentioned that we haven't seen this type of atmosphere elsewhere. And everybody was taking care of the sentiments of other people. And this was also something surprising for them, that in such a big gathering, the feeding of the people and very smoothly, and in some countries there is no such discipline, so it was something great for them to know. And also the sense of sacrificing for other people, this was something totally new for them. So this is also a very silent type of tabligh, which is done by everyone who participates in the Jalsa. So therefore, always maintain this distinction and remember, sometime where bigger arguments do not work, but these practical examples, they have their impact, they leave their impact upon the people. From Bulgaria, there was a delegation of 90 people, despite the fact that the Jamaat is being opposed there, and the official Mufti is very is opposing the Jamaat, is one of the opponent, and because of that Mufti, there are several restrictions put on our Jamaat. Despite that, these people, they came to attend the Jalsa. The coming of these people in such a number, and half of them were Ahmadis and the others were non-Ahmadis, that is a proof of the fact that these won't actually, despite these restrictions, they want to find out the reality about it. And the interest that has been created in them, there were a lot of them were Christians. There was a father and daughter, and they wanted to see me separately. And the father told me that last year I came here, and I came with my son. And my son, and he is working in the police locally, and after coming to the Jalsa, when he went back, there was a charge sheet against him, and there was the legal procedure, and he was relieved of his duty. And there is no law really established there. But I told them that you should try to get your right, but they say that it's not possible to do so. So anyway, the allegation was only this much, that there was a Jalsa of Ahmadis in Germany, so you went there. It must be that you must have you have got some element of revolt in you, rebellion. And I told the father that you ask your son to be careful, do not put yourself into difficulty. And but the son says that I have got these people, they are they're truthful and they are oppressed people, so I am going to take side with them, whether even if I have to lose my job and my but I don't care about all these things. So who puts all these sort of things in their heart except Allah? Nobody can do it. They are very close to Ahmadiyyat. Allah Almighty open up their hearts very soon. And the daughter who accompanied her father is well educated, and she has translated some passages from our literature. She has done it, and she has got some relationship with the Ahmadi family over there. There is only one family. There is no missionary there, and those Ahmadis, they are taking care of the whole Jamaat there. And this Christian lady about which I mentioned, they are also mixing with them, meeting them, and because through the literature they have the link. And she has also learned some Urdu. So when I was talking to his father through the missionary, so the lady was nodding in affirmation. So I thought perhaps she is understanding, and she said she is understanding to great extent. So Allah Almighty may open up her mind and enable her to accept. So by this lady speaking Urdu speaking lady, I had the idea that those who have not yet joined the Baith, they are learning Urdu in order to come closer and closer to the Jamaat. And those whose forefathers, they were speaking Arabic, Urdu, and they are going away from it. So these people who have come later, they are reading the literature of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Urdu. Perhaps they are going to excel others. And there were in delegation, there were some journalists, those who sent the reports with photographs in their newspapers. And with this regard as well, the Jalsa became a means of a great tabligh and introduction of the Jamaat in those countries. These journalists, I gave them the introduction of the Jamaat and the humanitarian services that the Jamaat is performing. I told them, I drew their attention to them that we should have the respect for the human values. So they promised that they are going to write columns in their newspapers with this reference. After the Jalsa, I had a meeting with the German men and women separately in groups. And those ladies who joined this Jalsa, those who are very close, two of them, they joined the community after performing Baith. One was German and one was from Egypt. Her husband was also Egyptian. He also did the Baith. The German lady who did the Baith, she was so much overwhelmed with the feelings that when I asked her some questions and she was unable to speak and express her comments and sentiments at that time. She was crying and weeping. And this could not be just an artificial sort of thing. So many new Ahmadis, they also expressed their concern that we have been working in those shops where pork and alcohol is sold. We are trying to leave that job as soon as possible. But we are concerned that because of that we are not allowed to make any contribution, and that is not being accepted. And I told them that if directly you are not handling these pork and drink and alcoholic drinks, if you are involved in these things, then of course the contribution will not be accepted. But it for you, because you have to look after the family, it may be permissible, but not for the Jamaat to accept the contribution. And when the German Ahmadis, there were a lot of other people the Germans, they also are very close to the Jamaat. There was a German and one from Hungary, and after watching and listening to all the proceeding of the Jalsa, they did their bath, and they also had this, they performed the bath at my hand in that very gathering. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned one objective of the Jalsa, that there should be, we should try to find out the ways of spreading the message of Islam in other countries, other nations. And this is a grace of Allah Almighty, blessing of Allah Almighty, that because of the, it's the blessing of the Jalsa, that because of the good impact and the good moral that they have seen, Allah Almighty is also giving us the fruits of that. I would like to explain this point here, that Jalsa Salana UK I mentioned, in the new countries I mentioned Lithuania, which the matter was approached, presented to me, that that this country was there in during the time of the Khalifatul Masih Rabi, and perhaps the name has been added in order to increase the number. So the number is the same. So this explanation is to be given, that in 1992 the Jamaat was established there. Some people, they did the bath, the mission was opened, and the missionaries were also sent there. But later on, the circumstances, they became very worse, and those few people who did the bath, they joined with Tatari Muslims, and they became opposed to the Jamaat, and they went back. So in this situation, the missionary also had to come back in 1995 at the instruction of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi. So then Lithuania was taken out of those countries where the Jamaat was established, and this name was struck out, and it was announced by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi. The Germany was given this responsibility of establishing there, and now after 14 years, a devout Ahmadi lady has joined the community there, and more and more contacts are being made there, and we hope that Jamaat is going to make further progress there. So anyway, by the grace of Allah, this journey was very successful, and as I said, after 2 days, the month of Ramadan is going to start. So this commotion, this activity of spirituality that we have, that should continue, and try to increase in piety and righteousness. And this is the very special opportunity that is coming our way for the increase in spirituality. So every one of us should effort and do their best, so that there are always the spiritual advancement is there. Allah Almighty may purify us. And these pious changes in us, which Allah Almighty has brought about, and because of a special atmosphere, Allah Almighty make it as a perpetual and permanent changes in us. As Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that remember this thing as well, that the first and the foremost prayer is that a person should try to cleanse oneself, and try to pray that he should be cleansed from this sin. And when this prayer is accepted, and a person is completely free from all types of filth, and he becomes purified in the sight of Allah Almighty, then other prayers which are regarding his own requirements, the worldly requirements or whatever, then he even does not stand in need of praying for that. They go on being accepted automatically. The most important and painful, hard prayer is that one should be completely purified from sin and should be declared righteous and purified in the sight of Allah Almighty. May Allah enable all of us that we understand this point, and we are such people who are praying for ourselves. And during this Ramadan, we are absorbing the blessings of Allah Almighty and bring about such pious changes in us, which are going to stay there and become a permanent part of our life. For the Ahmadis in Pakistan, pray for them during the month of Ramadan. Allah Almighty protect them from all harms. And during the month of Ramadan, their opposition intensifies. And according to them, the non-Ahmadis, the virtue is to intensify their opposition of Ahmadiyyat. Wherever the Ahmadis are being opposed and persecuted, and Allah Almighty protect the Ahmadis under His protection. And this Ramadan becomes such a month of Ramadan which brings immense blessings of Allah Almighty with it, and we are enabled to fully benefit from that. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله